Okay, we are up to...
five o'clock at night, very late tomorrow night. Starting right before Shkia.
Daf Yud Zayin Omer Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Yesh Neder B'Teich Neder. It's possible to have one Neder inside another Neder. That one Neder can coincide with another one. We'll see in a minute how that's possible. L'chayit, if you say a piece of bread is Aser, how can it be Aser twice? Yet we'll soon see. V'ein Shvu B'Teich Shvu. But you cannot make a Shvu on top of a Shvu. If I said, if I won't eat meat, I cannot say I won't eat meat a second time because there's only one of you. Kate said, he spells out, this is how you can have a Neder B'Teich Neder. Omar, he said, Hareini Nozer, I'll be a Nozer im Eich if I eat this bread. The Ran already says, according to one version of the Gemara, we take out the imoichel. Or hareini nozer imoichel, I'll be a nozer again if I eat. So you said if I eat this bread, or if you just say it twice, you said I'll be a nozer. So what happens? We don't say the second shvu is nothing. We say, v'ochel yeit, chayva kol achach, say you have to be a nozer now 60 days. Be a nozer for 30 days and another 30 days, because you're a nozer twice. We'll soon see the Gemara explain. We have a pasuk. Neder nindoy neder, to tell you the what, you can make a neder inside a neder.
So he said two times on the one bread, or he said two
You don't breads. Even have to say bread. You don't. Who cares? We don't need the bread. He said, I'll be a nozer. And then he said again, I'll be a nozer. So he said nozer twice. However, shvuah shaloi oichel, shvuah shaloi oichel, you swear you won't eat, so you won't eat. But ochel, you ate. Ein chayv alachas. You only chayv one shvuah. If you ate, you don't get twice shmitz, you don't get malchus twice, only once. Says the Gemara, Rabbuna now explains this neder b'teich neder lo yishanu. Yeah, but he didn't say I'll be in neder and I'll start with another neder after another afterward. He said both concurrently. Tosis makes an issue out of the fact that there's limited time and the Ran doesn't. We'll soon see the Gemara here. Rabbuna said lo yishanu elo de amar hareini nozer hayoyim hareini nozer lemachar. The first neder, he said, I'll be another today. The next neder, he said, I'll be another tomorrow. Now, what happens? When you say that the second, I'll be another tomorrow, 29 days overlap the first, nothing happened. But the 30th day of the second Naziris is on its own, because the 30th day of the first Naziris ended yesterday. So one day, you'll be another. There's room for the second neder to be chal for the last day. And the rule is, if you say, I'll be another for one day, you automatically become 30 days. You can't be less than 30. So if you said one, you become 30. So one day is chal, and that one turns into 30. That's what Abhuna says. That's why. So that's really, it's not really one neder chal another neder. It's more like they're separate, totally. However, the migud de kametayis, because the migud de kametayis of Yom Yisaydah, because of the 30th day on the second neder is chal, there's room for it to fall to coincide. Chal is on the zidus. Therefore, you can have one nazir on top of another nazir. Avol, but Omad, he said, Hareini nozer hayoyim, Hareini nozer hayoyim. He said, I'll be a nozer today, starting today, Monday. And then an hour later, he gets up and he says, another neder, I'll be a nozer today, starting Monday. Ein chol nezidus al nezidus. How can the second nezidus chal? And where? There's nowhere to be chal. That's what Avhuna says. Comes along Shmuel. Those Avhuna is basing it on logic. Comes along Shmuel, says, no, I have a pasuk, and therefore afilu amar hareini nozer hayoyim. Hareini nozer hayoyim. Even if he says it the same day, I'll be a nozer today, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Then he says, on 3 o'clock, I'll be a nozer today. Both, you have to keep both nezidus, so you do 30. You bring your kabbanas, so you do another 30. Chol nezidus aleh. Why? Because there's a pasuk lindon nedim. Come along, Rav Huna. What's Rav Huna saying? That within the zeros, sometimes the second vow works and sometimes it doesn't work. If you said today I'll be a nozer and then you said tomorrow I'll be a nozer, then it is effective. If you said today I'll be a nozer and then 5 minutes later you say I'll be a nozer today, it's not effective. So why does the Mishnah make a contrast between Neder and Shvua? Within Neder itself, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. If you say Hayyim, Hayyim, it does not work. Hayyim, Mocha, it does work. Why bring in a new area of Shvua? Freddy Gemara, Rav Huna, add a ton of now that you learned Ein Shvua with a Shvua. Listener, why don't we learn? Yes, Neder, but Tech Neder, but Ein Neder, Neder. Sometimes there is a Neder and another, sometimes there isn't. For example, Hareini nozer Hayyim, Hareini nozer Mocha. Then yes, neder, neder. Then the second neder will fall, will work, will be effective. Oh, but hareini nozer hayoyim, hareini nozer hayoyim. Ain't neder, neder. Won't work. Kasha, stack a good question. Tanan, in our Mishnah, it says, in our Mishnah makes a contrast. If our Mishnah makes a contrast and the situation has to be the same, the only difference the Mishnah says is this is a neder and this is a shvur. You make a neder in this particular way, it'll work. If you make a shvur in the exact same way, but because of the shvur, it won't work. So let's understand what happened here by neder, according to Rav Huna and according to Shmuel, and then we'll see how it works by shvur. So setting him order, Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, yes, neder, betech neder, according to Rav Huna, it's talking about I'll be a nozer today, I'll be a nozer tomorrow, but there ain't shvur, betech shvur. Where do you have an example like that by a shvur where you said one shvur? So both shvurs are not identical. The both Nedarim were not identical. One said, I'll start today, and one said, I'll start tomorrow. So by Shavua, it has to be something similar. You make two Shavuas, but similar but not identical, and yet you tell me it does not work. What kind of Shavua, what are we talking about here? Says, what is the contrast here? Elaim, if you're going to tell me, the Amar Hareini Nozer Hayim, Hareini Nozer Lamach. If you learn like Rav Huna, which Rav Huna says the only way to learn. Today I've been Nozer, and tomorrow Nozer. The Kavas and Gabe Shua will be the similar case by Shua. Shaloi Oichel Teini. First you make a vow, I will not eat figs, and then the Chaz of Amar Shal Oichel Shua Loich, I won't eat grapes. In other words, the way the Gemara is comparing is two completely distinct, different Shavuos. So that Ran explains. The Gemara thinks right now, when you made a Neder, I'll be a Nozer today. And then you begin Neder being Nozer tomorrow. How do we understand? The Gemara understood right now, what we understood is very simple. The second Neder, the first 29 days of it, it doesn't work because it overlaps. You said starting tomorrow. Well, you can't start tomorrow because you already have a Neder to be a Nozer starting today. So the first 29 days, nothing happened. The 30th day is the only day that something can happen, which means that the two Nedarim are not overlapping. The second Neder is not overlapping at all.
The second Neder can't be Chal until the first one finishes.
Exactly. And the second
Neder...
Oh, yes, it is. On the 31st day is the only day that the second Neder be Chal. Then another din kicks in that says that if you make a Neder to be a Nozer for one day, it turns into 30. So because the two Nedarim are not overlapping, we got to look at Shavuos. What an example of two Shavuos that are not overlapping. So you say you won't eat grapes, and then you say you won't eat figs. The two Shavuos are not overlapping at all. And according to you, the second Shavuos doesn't work. Why not? Why shouldn't it? Freddy Gemara. Amayla chal shavua shavua. Why shouldn't it work? Obviously, the shavuos have to be identical. So we're the Nedarim identical. But you don't have to say. You have to no. That's what I'm saying. We're saying you're saying even one day. It doesn't matter. All you have to say is one day. It turns into 30. That's right. And therefore, no. But the point is, yeah, I understand. But the point is that the two we need they're not overlapping the two Nedarim. So by Shavuos they're not overlapping. Is Novi Metanim? So it must be wrong. I'll give an example. He makes a shvuah when he eats figs. And then the chazon shvuah, then he makes another shvuah that I won't eat figs. Right? Let's say the shvuah. So what would that be? In other words, the only way that two shvuahs don't work, we learned till now, how do two shvuahs not work? If they're identical shvuahs, and we say once the first shvuah is chal on the person, there's no room for the second shvuah to be chal. So if the only way the second shvuah doesn't work is if it's identical, go back to Nedarim. What would identical be? He said, I'll be a Nazir today. I'll be a Nazir today, exactly like Shmuel. And yet by Nazir, it will work. And by Shvuah, it won't work. Yeah, it only make, that's a Kash and Huna. Rav Huna, how's it going to work? Freddy Gemara. So the only way by Shvuah is when we say, Ein Shvuah, Chal Shvuah, Ki going to Amma Shvuah, Shlo Eichel Te'enim, and then the Chaz of Amma Shvuah, Shlo Eichel Te'enim, which is exactly the same, and that's why the second Shvuah doesn't work. Dik Kavasa, if you go back and you want to draw a simile, Gab Ben Nazir, Hechidam, what would it be? The Amma, he says, Hareini Nozer Hayyim, Hareini Nozer Hayyim, Uktani says, Yesh Neder B'tech Neder, and it says that it still works, Kashil Rav Huna. So Rav Huna give a new answer. The Ran explains a new answer, with the purple. The kitzur the answer like this. We understood in the half a minute that the second Naziris does not overlap at all. Because the 29 days of the second Neder is overlapping the first, you know, the first Neder's last 29 days, and it doesn't take effect. Only a 30 day effect, and then it starts counting 30. Comes along the Gemara now says, no, it's upside at all. The second Neder, 29 days, does take effect. How's the effect? Because the 30th day of the second Neder cannot be a 30th unless you had 29 before. So even though the 29 before, you lapoil, you're not a Nozir because of the Neder you made. You're a Nozir because of the first Neder you made. But it's Chal to the extent that we're going to, the 30th day of this 29 days should become a Nozir. Because if the 29 days are not Chal, then how do you become a Nozir the 30th day of the second Neder? If part of the Neder is not Chal, then the rest of the Neder cannot be Chal. So if we're saying that the second Neder, I said that I'm starting tomorrow, Monday. The first night I start Sunday. Second night is Monday. And I'm going to be in Nazir for 30 days. The first 29 days, you're not going to be in Nazir, but you're going to be, but something happened. You had like an anchor. That these 29 days, we have now an anchor that there'll be a 30th day, and the 30th day, oh, I could be an Uzzard. I'll be an Uzzard 30 day, and then I'll stop my 30 days then. So the only way, you know, if these 29 days, nothing would have happened, there's no anchor, then it would have never been a 30 day. Where did you never come? It's in the space, in clouds. It's been cutting for each one. That's what I'm saying soon. No, after 30 days. It's not one long Nezidus, it's two Nezidus.
But after 30 days,
yeah. So how can he shave his hair?
No, exactly. And at the end of the 30 days, when he does go on, he has to drink wine.
100%. But he starts.
So 100%.
He's not. It's not a continuation. It's starting again. It's a second Nether altogether. But the only way the second Nether can start is, you said a Nether starting tomorrow. So how does it happen in 30 days? It had to start tomorrow, you said. If it didn't start tomorrow, then nothing happened.
But we're having a Bobby Choi.
No, not like that. It's 30 days. Today's a day. Today's a day.
But isn't that having a back each way?
Why?
Because Matzah Dechum was saying Nezirus is a block of 30. So when I say Hayoyim, it means commencing today for 30 days.
That's right.
And then the next time I say it, we're saying not commencing.
So the Gemara now is saying it is.
I'm free and available.
It is commencing straight away. That's the point. It's commencing straight away, but you can't.
Why don't we then say from that 30th day and 30 days?
Because you never mentioned Nether. You made Nether starting Monday. How can it start in 30 days? You made a Nether starting Monday, I'll be a second time Nazir. So we're saying that. So we're saying it is. What I mean it is, but it's chal. Monday it's starting. What's starting Monday? Monday is starting the clock for my 30 days to happen. And thank God that the second promise you made.
It
insofar as that my nether should take effect, that my 30th day that's going to happen is connected to my starting from Monday. As long as one day I can be a nazir properly, then the laws of naziris come in and say, okay, you got to be a full 30 days.
How does Moshe's question, how do you find for the question?
I just did.
I didn't understand that. If he has to drink wine,
because your nazir starts Monday, it starts 30 days. The second nazir starts that day. It's not. You're not a nazir yet. You only have this chayvus to become a nazir. That's right.
You have to take
a haircut.
We're going to say that he's the very next day he has to go again and have a haircut.
Exactly. You have a chiv to start again. Starting again. Yeah, you're starting again. You have a chiv to start again. So you have a chiv for a 30-day block. You have a new chiv to start.
So
therefore, so we just have a whole hoopsha here.
No, yeah. You just told me that he has to take on himself a yoin. But then you're telling me...
Start again. I made a nether starting Sunday, I'll be 30 days a nether. And then according to Rav Huna, then if you made a nether today, I'll start again today, nothing happened. But if I say starting Monday, I'll be 30 days, I will become another again. After the first 30 days is finished, and I bring my kabbanas, I start again another 30 days. After the first 30. Why do I start? I said I'll start Monday, not I didn't say I'll start in 30 days. But I will. But I will. How can I start 31 days... But of course you could.
If you're another, how can you be another within another?
That's what I'm saying. So you're starting again after that first 30 days is over, you start again. Because I said starting tomorrow, and therefore I have one day free that I could be another. But how does it start then when I said starting tomorrow?
The guy's Tommy, he's not going to be another, right?
Yeah.
See, if he's Tommy and he says, I want to be another today, what does it mean? Does he have to now wait for his Tommy to pass and then he'll start?
We had before. Machlekes if it starts straight away and he gets Malkus, right. Or if he has to wait to get clean and stuff. We had a hay or what it was. Let's go on. So now that we're saying that there is an overlap, so then the Shavua, also there's an overlap. First Shavua I said is I won't eat grapes. The second Shavua I said I won't eat grapes and figs. So the figs is new, but the grapes is an overlap. And here we'll say that the Shavua is not Chal at all. My Shavua won't be Chal, because since my second Shavua had two parts to it. The second Shavua had two parts to it. So you can argue... But Shmuel will hold that one part of it, that the figs can be chal, at least the shmuel for the figs should happen. No, said Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that by neder, if it overlaps part of it, it will be chal, but not by, because I have a pasuk, not by shmuel. By shmuel, if you said I won't eat grapes, and then he said I won't eat grapes and figs, then the second shmuel won't happen. So if I eat grapes, I don't get one mouth, because not twice. And if I eat figs, nothing happens, because the shmuel is not chal. Okay, that's what he's saying here. Okay. Let's continue. All of whom are listening. The Amar Harini Nazar Yemeni Nazar Mocha. The Kavase. What with the contrast? Gabi Shvua. The Amar Shlo Eichel Teinim. My wrong figs. The Chazav Amar Shvua Shlo Eichel Teinim. The Anavim. The Lechayle. That it's not Chal. The figs. It's not Chal at all. Freddy Gemara, what do you mean that chalal all? Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Shvua shlo oichel te'enim. If I make a shvua, I won't eat figs. And then v'chazav amar shvua shlo oichel te'enim, I won't eat figs and grapes. V'ochal te'enim. And he ate figs, right? So the first shvua, he said he won't eat figs. The second one, he said he won't eat figs and grapes. If he ate figs, the hifrish karm, he ate figs, so he brought a karm shvua because he didn't keep a shvua. And then v'chazav amar navim. And then he ate the grapes, which was the second shvur. Havle and Novi Chatzishir. The second shvur was, I won't eat grapes together with figs. So therefore, it's a Chatzishir. You breached half of your second shvur. But what is he from Rabba? That the second shvur was Chal. The only reason why you don't bring a carbon because you ate the grapes is because it's only half of your second shvur. But Zaraya from Hilachay Yeshua is Chal. So what are you, Rav Huna, telling me? That example of shvur in our Mishnah is talking about where it partly overlaps. Where the first shvur I made, I won't eat grapes. And the second shvur is I won't eat grapes and figs. And you're telling me the second shvur is not Chal at all. Mefeidish is even Rabba that it is Chal. But the only reason, if you ate figs, the only reason why you don't bring a carbon is because it's chatzishir, because your second shvur was, I won't eat grapes and figs. If I only eat one of them, I only did half an aveda. If you made a shvur, I won't eat figs. And then the chazav am a shvur shlo eichel teinim venav, I won't eat figs and grapes. Migu the chal shvur alanav, and since there's room for it to be chal part of it, chaylam teinim. Just like by neder, we said, if the 31st day, you could be a nazir for the second neder, the whole nazir comes in. And yet by shvur, you tell me it doesn't. Why not? So Rabbi Fesh holds it does. If you made a shvur, I won't eat grapes, and you made a second shvur, I won't eat grapes, obviously the second shvur won't happen. But if you made a shvur, I won't eat grapes, and then you made a second shvur, I won't eat grapes and figs, since figs can be effective, once it's chal on the figs, it'll also be chal on the grapes a second time. Not like Rav Huna. Says him, what are you right? Rav Huna, let's be like Rabba. Rav Huna agrees with Rabba. Rabba agrees with learning like Shmuel. Rav Huna doesn't agree with Rabba. Meisve, last year question we learned, Misha Nazar Shtei Nezidus. Somebody said he'll be two Nezidus. He said he'll be twice a nazir. So he counted the first 30 days. Then he finished carbon. And then he set aside a carbon. And Venishal Aleh. And then he was Shoyal. He went to Rabbani. Was Mati the first neder. That was never another first time. He set it aside. He didn't bring. He set it aside. And then he was Mati neder. So do we say he still has to do the second one? Or do we say that the second one was Yetzer the first 30 days, he kept Nezidus properly? Also, Leishniya B'Dashayna. So we say is that you already kept your second Nezidus, since the first Nazir never happened. In other words, the second Nazir was always there waiting for the first Nazir to be over. The only reason why we made you do the second 30 days is because there was nowhere to be Chal on the first 30 days. But now that we removed the first 30 days, like it never happened because you went to Rabbanim and you were Mata Neder, you were never a Nazir. So then the second Nazir was the last 30 days. That's what it was. Second thing about Hechna, what are we talking about? Now we're going to learn again. Let's go Shmuel and Avuna. Remember, the second one is identical to the first one. Because otherwise, if the second one starts a day later, you're missing a day. So Hechidam, which is the case of Rav Huna, he says the only way it's possible to have two Nazirus in this. You said one Nazirus, I'm starting Sunday. And then next is I'm starting Monday, so how does this position work? Let's say you remove the first Nazirus, but the second Nazirus wasn't overlapping. The 31st day of the Nazirus that you kept was really part of the Nazirus, and you didn't keep the laws, you brought your carbon. Am I also Loishniya B'Dashayna? Why? They weren't mamash overlapping, there's a day apart. What about that extra day that you didn't keep it properly? Elopshit, there's only one way of learning pshat here, that they're identical. He said, and the din then, we said before in the Mishnah is, so you follow first, observe 30 days, the first day is, then you finish, and then you do the second day is, and you do 30 days. And what happened was, you went to Rabbonim, you were Mataneda, so therefore the second day is took the place of the first day is.
What excuse do you give the
Rabbonim
for this
Nezirah
that you want to have removed?
And what can
they be
toilet? You have to find a Pesach. Because maybe the real problem is you can no longer do two Nezirahs in a row. You thought that you can handle not drinking wine for such a long time. And now suddenly you realize.
So therefore, you now want to cancel.
But it cannot be directly from it. Yeah, so you have to find an external factor. I didn't realize I have a big chasna coming up in the middle of my second zeros. I didn't realize I have a big chasna coming in the second zeros, and I want to say l'chaim and everything else. So if I would have known that, I would never have done it.
And so when you're being mafresh, but the way the case was, you already mafresh the carbon also.
That's right.
So in other words,
well, something happened at that moment after the carbon. The first one. Something must have happened at that moment that you realized that you couldn't.
So then you're being shown on the second one, not on the first one.
Something happened, I guess. You're right. What you were showing the first one, you didn't realize. I don't know what to show. It's a good question. I'm not sure exactly what you come up with. There's two kinds. There's Pesach and there's Charotah. So maybe this is the Charotah one. He has Charotah that he took it upon himself. Not as an excuse for Naziris, yeah. Not only, there's certain things that is good enough, certain things not. Depends. Okay, so Gemara Vayte, but Yuta Akasha Rav Huna. Gemara Lai, no. Le'elam Hareini Nozir Hayem and Hareini Nozir L'mocher. Rav Huna's case. Aye, so how can it be then that the second one should take over the first one? They're not the same days. Umay Osulay Levar Mahu Yayme Seder. Simple. It meant that the second one now took the first one and keep one more day. In other words, he didn't do anything wrong yet. You haven't yet drank your wine. You haven't yet taken the haircut. You weren't with Tommy yourself. So the 31st day, when you set aside the carbon, keep it one more day, and then you're all taken care of. That's one way. Push it. Inami, or okay, going to kibush de nezid v'asachas, or it's talking about a case you accepted both nezidas in one go. So it's not pshadis. When does Rav Huna say you made two separate promises? You made a promise, I'll be a nazir today. And then an hour later, you make another promise. You can't make another promise, I'll be in Nazar today, because it's concurrent. So it must be starting tomorrow. But if I say, I'm taking upon myself two Naziris, then obviously, what are you saying? One Nazar ends, the next one starts. So what's the chilik of saying two Naziris, and just say 60 days? 60 days is one Naziris, so you don't bring any Kabbalahs till the end of 6 days. When you say two Naziris, it means one Naziris, you finish, you do what you have to do. And then immediately after that, you start the second Naziris. And if Rav Huna's Maid, if he said clearly two Naziris, then they're both Chal. You see, Chatchil, that's how you set it up.
So if you're a Nazir on the 15th day, you say, I'm a Nazir from today. You're reading your Naziris for the first time. What does it mean, I'm a Nazir from today?
So that's very clear. It means that you if you start a Nazir today, then you have 15 days after this Naziris is over, that you're still a Nazir, and that's when your second Naziris starts. We're saying even if there's only one day outstanding, you start the whole new Naziris. Okay, we'll stop picking tomorrow, Mr. Shem.